Listen to the end of today's show to find out the hidden twist in our opening story. One day at school, it was my turn to clean the art room. I wanted to go home quickly, so I hurried. But then I noticed an important-looking painting on the wall. It was a portrait of a beautiful woman, but there was something strange about her eyes. Her pupils were wide open, and it was like she was looking right at me. Scared, I quickly finished cleaning and hurried home. The next day, the school was in an uproar. That very painting had been stolen. I was the last person to see it, so the art teacher called me in to ask me some questions. I see. So, it was still there when you were cleaning? Yes. Was it an expensive painting? That painting was called Sleeping Beauty. My friend painted it in the likeness of his sleeping daughter, so it doesn't especially have any monetary value. It's special to me because neither the artist nor his daughter are in this world anymore. Is that so? In the end, they never found the painting. But even stranger than that, they never found any evidence of a thief either. Hey guys, I'm your host Tara A. Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Koobana, True Japanese Scary Stories from Around the Internet. After a lot of work, Volume 3 was released last week and managed to land the coveted number one spot in several categories. A very big thank you to everyone who picked up a copy so far. And if you don't have one yet, you can grab it right now in either ebook, paperback, or read it for free with Kindle Unlimited. If you get the chance to leave a review, that would be greatly appreciated as well, as that's a big help to the book's visibility. I'd also like to say a big thank you to our newest patrons. It's your support that helps keep the show going. You can get ad-free early access to episodes from both this show and our newest show, Toshiden, Exploring Japanese Urban Legends, for less than the price of a coffee. Head over to koobana.net to see how you can help. The theme of this week's episode is one of my favorites, school hauntings. I spent about 7 or 8 years working in Japanese schools in the countryside, and it's really not hard to see why so many ghost stories come out of those places. A lot of the buildings are old, full of long corridors with endless rooms and seemingly endless places to hide, and kids tend to stay back at school in Japan a lot longer than their Western counterparts. It's not strange for it to be dark by the time they finally go home. Which brings us to our first story. Our first story this week is about a girl who was a member of the art club in junior high. There are rumors of a ghost in the building where they hold their club activities, but will they be unlucky enough to run into her? Find out in the second oldest school in our prefecture. This happened when I was in junior high school. The school I went to was the second oldest in the entire prefecture. Now, when I say it was old, I don't mean that it had a lot of history. I mean that it was just physically old and dirty. There was the main building and a separate building, and that building was said to be haunted by a really tall lady with no head. She sometimes appeared in the mirror of the female toilets, and so on. The other building housed the classrooms for the wind instrument, art, and audiovisual clubs. So few people went in and out, and it was rarely used for lessons. It was even older than the main building as well. According to our teacher, That place makes me feel weird and uncomfortable. I hate it when it's my turn to lock up the place. I was in the art club, and one winter afternoon, I was in the classroom with a friend, drawing up some designs. Because it was winter, it was already pitch black outside by 6 p.m. So you could see our reflections in the window glass. I was talking to my friend as I was drawing, when suddenly she went, "Ah." I found it strange, so I asked her what was wrong, but all she would say was, "Nothing." No matter how persistently I asked her, she refused to answer. So I changed the subject, and we chatted about other things until home time. We locked up the classroom, and as we were walking through the hall, she decided to tell me what happened. We were sitting opposite each other, drawing, and there was a full-length mirror somewhere behind me. At some point, she looked over at the windows and saw the reflection of someone standing in front of that mirror behind me. She thought it might have been one of the senior students, but about half an hour later, she looked again, and the person was still standing there. That's when she realized it wasn't a human being, and went, "Ah." As she was telling me over and over it was nothing, she looked up again, and the figure was gone. "Don't tell me that now!" I got pissed off and screamed at her. She ran off in a panic, and then the teacher appeared to lock up, scaring both of us. Things ended up in a bit of a mess because of our panic. "Sorry, sir." I mentioned earlier that I worked in Japanese schools for about 7 or 8 years. I worked as an ALT, which is an assistant language teacher. An ALT helps the main Japanese teacher with things like native pronunciation, and they're supposed to help break down cultural barriers with the kids, most of whom have never seen a real foreigner before. This next story is about an ALT who worked at a high school, and the strange occurrences that happened to him while he was working alone in the staff room late one night. This one's called Old School Building. There was an ALT at the high school I used to go to. This happened to him at his previous school. This school was composed of 6 buildings, including the old school and the newly built school. There was a passageway on the 1st and 3rd floors that connected the buildings. The staff room was on the 6th floor, but several of the teachers used the staff room in the old school building. So, during the day, both the new and old buildings were used for classes, club activities, and homeroom. But when the students returned home for the day, for some reason all the teachers would move from the staff room in the old building to the one in the new building. But the ALT was employed by an outside company, so he was the only teacher who didn't have a desk in the new staff room. So, because there was nothing else he could do, he would remain alone in the old staff room when night fell. One night, when he was sitting in the staff room by himself, as usual, he was making some printouts for class. The staff room was the only room with lights on in the old school building, and as the building fell silent, the ALT was focused on his computer. But then, suddenly, he heard a noise from the next room. He flew out of his chair, shocked. He listened closer, and it sounded like someone was writing on the blackboard in the next room with chalk. A short while later, the noise stopped, and thinking it strange, he wondered if one of the students was still there. He went back to his work. The building fell silent once more. The only thing he heard was the sound of his keyboard echoing as he typed. Then, he heard the sound of footsteps in the hall, but it sounded like they came from his left, in front of the staff room door. Normally at this point you would freak out and run away, but he didn't think it could really be a ghost. "Ha, one of the kids is just messing with me," he thought. "I wonder what they'll do next." Rather than get scared, he waited excitedly for what would happen next. Then he heard the sound of the footsteps returning down the hall, slowly, ending at the staff room door. The sound stopped outside the door separating them. The teacher smiled. For a while, it was quiet. He swallowed, waiting for what was to come next. Then, the paper shredder by the door suddenly started. It fell over in front of the amazed teacher. He began to panic. "Shit, I gotta get out of here," he thought, and ran from the room. But unfortunately for him, the staff room was on the 6th floor. In order to get to the new school building, he had to pass through on the 3rd floor. He wasn't exactly young, but driven forward by the illusion of footsteps chasing him from behind, he ran as fast as he could and somehow made it to the passageway on the 3rd floor. He stopped halfway across and looked back, but there was nobody there. Relief washed through him. He put his hands on his knees, tired, and took a few deep breaths. He looked up in time to see a half-transparent girl run past him into the old school building. He ran faster than ever up the stairs into the new school building, all the way to the staff room, and told them about what he'd just seen. The other teachers just looked at him and were like, "Wait, you've been using the old school building without even knowing the truth?" Apparently, the old building was famous for ghostly appearances at night, which is why all the teachers made sure to get out before the sun set each day. At first I was like, "Seriously? Why didn't anyone tell me?" But thanks to that, they put a desk in for me in the new staff room. So, in the end, I was actually rather lucky. He told us, in English, like it was all one big fun game to him. I thankfully never came across anything terribly unpleasant during my time at Japanese schools, although the buildings I worked in were also some of the oldest in the prefecture. It wasn't too hard to imagine a ghost or two when walking through those long, drafty halls after dark. And in winter, it does get dark pretty early. Where I lived, it was completely black by about 5 p.m., and most kids don't go home until about 6 or 7. Now, our next story is about a group of university students attempting a test of courage in a supposedly haunted building in their school. This is called Kimodameshi in Japanese, and while it's perhaps not so common in the West, it's a rather popular tradition in Japan. Kimodameshi generally involves going to a well-known haunted area, such as a building, shrine, or forest, and then alone or in small groups, walking through and making it out the other end with most of your dignity intact. These tests of courage are especially popular in summer, where the days are long and the nights are hot, and they're often done by club members to help bring each other closer together. But what happens when these students get a little more than they bargained for? Find out in Why That Toilet Has No Mirror. This story took place when I was a university student 10 years ago. I was a fourth year male student at a certain university in Saitama. This university was strong with foreign languages and had calm, gentle school traditions. We enjoyed campus life with both club activities and study. Do you know why the toilet in Building 2 doesn't have a mirror? One of my seniors asked me this question during the sophomore school training camp. There were 6 department buildings within the university, and, come to think of it, only the toilet in Building 2 didn't have a mirror. According to the senior, the reason there was no mirror was because a person appears that you can only see through the mirror. There were other stories also, like the top half of a woman's body appears climbing up the wall in Building 2. For some reason, only Building 2 had all these rumors surrounding it. For a training camp consisting of both boys and girls, the idea of going out to do a test of courage was especially appealing for the boys. It was decided immediately that we would set out in the late night and explore Building 2. The mission was enter each toilet in Building 2 and look around with the hand mirror borrowed from the girls. My group was first. Of course, the school grounds at night were creepy. But there were 4 of us, so it wasn't particularly scary. We went about the mission from the bottom floor, doing well. And then as we exited the last toilet on the 4th floor, we were relieved all we had left to do was go back. Then, while we were heading downstairs, I noticed something strange. Sounds like footsteps. Were there that many of us? The worst case scenario immediately popped up in my mind. I forced myself to remain calm, and looking forward, I called out to the other group members in the most natural voice I could as we continued downstairs. After everybody replied, I was relieved they were all there, and I turned around. There was very clearly a shadow of someone with long hair behind the last member in the line. It looked like the girl walking next to me noticed as well. Run! I don't remember much of what happened after that. I think I grabbed the hand of the last person in line and ran downstairs. Of course, the test of courage was cancelled for the groups following us. The girl who saw the thing with me refused to spend the rest of the night at school, so she got a late night taxi home. Incidentally, now Building 2 has been destroyed and a new building put up in its place. It was terrifying, but afterwards I felt like the ghost situation also created a kind of fun atmosphere. So, at the same time, it's also kind of a sad memory. I actually watched some of my junior high kids partake in Kimodameshi during a festival one summer. They went in pairs up a long flight of stairs to a small shrine surrounded by dark forest up the top, where, of course, some third grade boys were waiting to scare them. There were a lot of screams and yelling, but it really does help bring everyone closer together. Our last story for this week is another great Japanese school tradition, cleaning. Students in Japan clean up their own schools, either after lunch or after classes for the day, depending on the school, and it's a good opportunity for the kids to chat or mess around while the teachers aren't watching. But in this next story, someone is watching. Find out who in Someone's Watching. This is a story from about 10 years ago, when I was a junior high school student. After lunch, there was cleaning time, and at the time, I was in charge of the teaching materials room. Teachers rarely came to this area during cleaning time, so it was popular with students. And when time came to change cleaning areas, students always fought over who would get to go there. Even if you were slacking off from cleaning, it was a difficult place to be found, which was another reason it was so popular. There was only a single door of frosted glass, so if someone was coming, you would soon see it. For example, if someone came and we didn't notice it, as soon as the visitor opened the door, there were plenty of shelves to hide behind, so we wouldn't be found easily. I remember hanging out with a lot of my friends there in just that manner. Then one day, we met up with something dangerous in that room. As usual, we were playing around in there, when suddenly one of my friends yelled out in a small voice, "Someone's coming!" Someone was on the other side of the frosted glass. We quickly tidied up what we were playing with, picked up our cleaning tools, and hid in the darkness of the shelves. We pretended to be seriously cleaning for a while, but no matter how much time passed, the door didn't open. Perhaps someone had just been passing by, and that was all we had seen. The friend who called out also thought that was probably it. Sticking my head out from behind the shelf, I looked in the direction of the door. There was definitely someone standing behind the door. But why? They didn't move, didn't try to enter. Why were they just standing there? It was then we noticed something was strange about the whole spectacle. The entire door was frosted glass, so that should mean we'd be able to see the shadow of the person's whole body. You could see up to the forehead of even the tallest teacher through it. But we could only see up to the chest of the figure standing behind the door. We all slowly looked up and then let out a small scream. Above the door was a skylight window, about 2 meters high, and someone was staring right at us. What we saw with our eyes was a regular human, but that height was not normal. None of us could yell out. We were scared that if we took our eyes off it, it would enter the room, so we could do nothing but keep looking. How long passed while we were like that? Finally, that person looked away from us, and then quickly disappeared from in front of the door. For a while, none of us could move. Eventually, the bell rang to signify the end of cleaning time, and we heard the sounds of students' voices moving towards their classrooms. Little by little, we calmed down and left the teaching materials room, but everyone remained silent. Even now, we don't know who that was, and we haven't heard about anyone seeing whatever that was either. There was nobody in the school at that time over 2 meters tall. And no matter how much I think about it, there's just no way to explain it. I love a good tall lady story, don't you? So, did you manage to catch the twist in our opening story? The student was cleaning the art room and saw a beautiful painting with big, wide eyes that seemed to be watching him. Yet the next day, when he found out it was stolen, the teacher described it as Sleeping Beauty, having been painted in the visage of the artist's sleeping daughter. So then, why were its eyes open? And that's all for this week's show. Don't forget to head over to koabana.net, where you can check out our Patreon for early access and bonus episodes, and also pick up some exclusive designs in the merchandise store to help support the show. Thanks, guys, and we'll see you again next time for even more Koabana, true Japanese scary stories from around the internet. Want even more scary stories? Head over to koabana.net for new translations every week. You can also join our Patreon for exclusive stories you won't find anywhere else. Head over to koabana.net now.